ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ. This is the gathering of the great personalities of the world. What does it mean? What is really personality? What is the meaning of personality? And what is the meaning of the personality of purity? We use the word person very often. This person is very good. If someone is very impressive, he says he has a good personality, very impressive personality. So what it is that impress, that we say this is one is great personality. For Brahma Baba, we always use this term. When somebody asked me, what was Brahma Baba's personality like? I say he was a magnetic personality. He had a magnetic personality. A magnet attracts. Personality which draws attention and its uniqueness in it. If it's an ordinary, then there are many like that. But uniqueness in a person is called personality. Or divine character, something special which gives a feeling, a comfortable feeling to others, inspiring feeling to others, is also personality. So when we give the introduction of the soul, we use three, we say the soul consists of three faculties. Which are the three faculties? The first lesson, the mind, the intellect, and personality traits. In Hindi you call it man, buddhi, sanskaras, but in English it's personality traits. The sanskaras of that person and sanskaras are such which has long time impression, which continues. We say the soul brought sanskaras with the self. Though the soul is mind, intellect and personality, but you never use the expression the soul has brought mind with itself or intellect with itself. Wow, brought past sanskaras. Baba says, according to your sanskaras, you take birth. Does not say according to your mind, according to your intellect. Sanskaras is a trainer which takes you from one place to another place, a plane, a mode of journey. But sanskaras, personality of purity, this is Brahmin's personality. Pure personality. The moment we take spiritual birth, we receive this godly gift. And the moment you realize your purity and you are determined to live a pure life, personality, transformation takes place. Intoxication is different. So this personality is from the spiritual birth, sanskar, Brahmin personality of purity is from the moment we take spiritual birth. It's the foundation of our life. Purity is the foundation of Brahmin life. Is the decoration of the character building, the building of our Brahmin character. Every virtue that we have, the powers that we have, each virtue is like a brick of this building. Makes our character strong, our personality strong. On the path of devotion or in the world, it's one particular quality, his personality is that of determination. So from one quality is there, enthusiasm is there, creativity is there, jolly nature is, lightness is there. Very cheerful person, his personality attracts him. It's a quality. But purity is the seed of all the tree of the qualities, foundation of this building of life. Innocence, this is personality. On one side, we are very mature. Person is mature. Child is child, but has maturity. So in fact, innocence and purity brings maturity in us. We don't have, in purity there is no childishness. But it is innocent of a child and maturity of an experienced person of greatness. So the moment we realize that we are children of the Supreme, so personality traits come from parents. A character of the person is known from the family he belongs to. And so we are Brahmins, Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari. Then I, the soul, am child of the purifier. The Supreme Being. So personality of purity is the original personality of we Brahmins. As a soul, child of the Supreme Soul, the purifier. Or in the corporeal form when we realize this is our new birth, Brahmin. Brahma's children, Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari. Then development of personality is when the intellect is becoming more clean, clear. Person's personality develops according to the development of his understanding, of his education, manners. And so our personality is based on the pure knowledge given by God Himself. It's not a mixture of the scriptures, it's not the ideas of human beings. It's teachings of the Supreme Being directly. And so our personality is purified from the old habits, old nature, old sanskaras, old manners. So we are learning maryadas, disciplines with pure consciousness, which makes us maryada purushottam. We learn virtues and maryadas, manners. That also perform, like education makes the person's personality. And so this is a spiritual education. We are studying in godly university. This is a college, a university, where future prince and princess are studying. So what is our personality like? So it is automatically development. It's because based on the truth, pure knowledge. Then character, personality of the person, also development takes place. Then which kind of company he keeps. And the environment the person lives. And so Baba has given such a wonderful company. He says, this is the truth, this is satsang. In this company, you are wearing a very royal dress, consciousness. The dress person wears is known as personality. The way he walks, the way he talks, the way he behaves. The behavior is personality known. And so with Baba's company we are colored, the color of purity, of spirituality, of divinity, of royalty. It's a royal personality. Purity is royalty. Raja Yoga, relationship with God, and it's royalty we are. That is our personality is being built. Purity is royalty. Purity is beauty. If somebody is beautiful, it's a very good personality, very attractive personality, impressive personality. Purity is inner beauty. So there is a difference between purity and something which is clean. Pure has the original, nothing is mixed in it. When we say clean, it means something was mixed in it before. On the path of bhakti, we wanted to make our thoughts clean, attitude clean. It was just like washing away the dirt. And dust is gone, so we say, yes, the cloth is clean. Means there is no more dust in it. Nothing is mixed in it. But pure, original. And this purity, which is the inner power of the soul, the truth, which makes you fearless. It's a personality. There's no fear of anything. Where there's purity, there's no fear. Where there's truth, no fear. And this is why there is freedom in every aspect. Purity makes you free from all bondages. Pure personality, free from fear, free from bondages, free from influence. And this is why there is great joy, there is lightness. If any kind of impure action, impure behavior, impure relationship with someone is there, falsehood, many people tell lies, make excuses, wrong actions are done. So it's a mixed personality. But when there is purity, truth, there is no fear. You maintain your self-respect. Purity makes you respect-worthy. Why is all this in every religion? These holy people are called great Mahatmas. So, householder try to remain clean, sannyasi is holy, but deity is pure, Brahmin is pure. So this cleanliness, holiness and purity. So personality of purity is highest personality. So from unholy, Baba gives us a slogan when we say, be holy, be yogi. On the path of devotion, people say, clean, be clean, live clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's just like you are moving step forward. But our personality, that Baba is making our personality. It's a great, Brahmins are top knot. So purity means our attitude is pure. Vision is only soul conscious vision. In purity, personality of purity, there is natural attraction towards Baba. It's a magnetic personality. It's the power of purity. As it is increasing, yoga is becoming powerful. When the souls are becoming pure, without being pure, we cannot return home. Experience of soul world is also experienced when the souls become pure. Whether forming our personality with practical action, because personality is an expression. Through punishment, the souls who become pure, they don't go with pure personality home. They go with consciousness is biting. They don't return with self-respect. With pure personality, we return with self-respect. They are respected in the world and they have self-respect. And so people who live holy life, so they are respected by society, but the past impurity is not cleared. So here pure means even past sanskaras, old nature, habits are transformed completely. And so our home, when we are returning home, we are home going in a pure home, Brahmalok. So purity is my religion. Brahmin's religion means pure religion. Purity, pure land, soul world is my home. Brahmalok means pure lok. Pure. And golden age, pure world. So my Swadharma is pure. My Swadham, my home is pure. Brahmin's karma means pure. All pure activity which has performed, any religious ceremony that is done, anything which is connected with elevated actions, Brahmins are invited. So this, what personality we have at this time, that is remembered throughout the whole cycle. It's the power of purity which becomes divinity in the golden age. Is respected so much that even the statues are not touched by any impure person. Because the purity, personality of purity did not touch anything which was impure. Deities are offered pure food. The temple is clean every day. The environment is kept pure. So personality of purity becomes a Shivalaya. Temple of Shiva now. Temple of divinity in the golden age. And this personality is worshipped in the copper age. In copper age, the statues are worshipped with great cleanliness, with great purity. So purity, a pure personality will take everything into good, great personalities. When you offer something, you check everything. Nothing is mixed in it. So Baba says, thoughts are the food for you. Pure thoughts is the food for the Brahmins. So it's not only just vegetarian, but even the thoughts. Food for the mind. So we're checking. And so on the path of bhakti or ignorance we say, think before you act. And now Baba says, think before you think. Check your thoughts, words and action. If it is not checked, it is repentance, no? It's wrong actions are done and then it is suffering. But purity is the mother of peace and prosperity. And so a person who is pure, with pure personality, is a peaceful person. Not only just peaceful mind, but Baba says, with a pure personality, your sense organs are cool. Means, it's not only just only one celibacy, but coolness is the vision, is so clean, anger is not there, there's no fire in eyes. Purity in personality. Vision is pure. Actions are the ones, because where there's purity, there you will give happiness to others. You will remain yourself contented because royalty is there. You are not beggar. You are not dependent. So royal person does not, Baba says, royal person's vision does not fall on the dirty things, on the fallen things. So pure personality maintains the self-respect. Pure thought, pure vision, sense organs are cool. And real purity, Baba now speaks about of that level of personality, that it is only focused, vision is focused on only one, and you become channel of these qualities. This purity then attracts towards Baba. Physical personality makes people body conscious. Spiritual personality makes them forget their body. It's a real soul consciousness, God consciousness. And pure means transparent. No shadow in it. And so clean inside, clean outside. Honesty, honest in thoughts, words and actions. It means so transparent that the spirity personality of the deities are complete crown of purity, elements are completely pure, even the body is pure, the whole world is pure. Baba says you don't see any kind of dirt or any kind of matter which causes sorrow, an angelic purity, transparent. So from Brahmin personality of purity, you develop this aura of light. It is so transparent, that angelic purity, untouched, uninfluenced, unattracted, completely detached, beyond of all influences, and yet giving, supporting, serving, giving happiness. And so with this different aspects of personality is greatness. This time we are great, great, great souls. What makes us great? What makes us top notch? It's just consciousness of being highest, remembering the highest home, belonging to the highest family, performing most elevated actions, enabling others with pure vision, pure feelings. You will help others to make pure, no? And it is purity. That personality is that changes the atmosphere. Pure personality. Personality of purity, because every breath is pure. Once Baba said, the purity is the breath of Brahmin life. And if breathing stops, life stops. And breath has connection with the atmosphere. Thoughts have connection with breath. Thoughts influence our breath. Breathing system, and breathing influences the atmosphere and environment. And so wherever there are these yogis with pure atmosphere sitting, environment is pure. Temples, the deity's statues are there, environment is pure. And so our breath, every breath we take, pure thoughts, because thoughts are connected. If thoughts are pure, because when you eat, as food you eat, so is visible from the breath. If people eat onion, you don't see, you have not seen them. Maybe 2 hours later, 10 hours later, still atmosphere is telling, their breath is telling what they have eaten. People smoke, they are not smoking now, but you come in front of them, is showing what they have eaten. And so creates the atmosphere, our thoughts. Pure thoughts. Well-wishing thought. benevolent thought. So purity is greatness, and purity is the foundation. So the more we are introverted, this, all these sense organs that were external, that were attracted towards the body, become detached. So purity is the door to introspection. I'm a pure and peaceful soul. This is the mantra from the first lesson that Baba gives. This is what the consciousness that we keep all the time. I'm a pure and peaceful soul. This is the first step of Brahmin life, spiritual life. And when first step is taken, the second, then we reach the destination. Purity is the power. Baba says, with the power of purity you challenge the whole, in the world, you challenge sannyasis. While living in a household, family, you challenge the whole world. You are Mahaveers, you are great. Victorious. The power of purity makes you victorious. Pure personality is a victorious personality.